From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Former Barbados Prime Minister Erskine Sandiford says the CARICOM Assembly of Parliamentarians must be restricted to MPs. The United States says it expects President Aristide to honour his pledge to stand down after elections. And in St. Kitts Nevis, the government responds to opposition claims of political victimization. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Former Barbados Prime Minister Erskine Sandiford today stoutly defended his controversial idea for a CARICOM assembly of parliamentarians. Mr. Sandiford said the new assembly will have a part to play in the evolution of a new CARICOM. Bertram Niles in Bridgetown reports on Mr. Sandiford's speech to the opening of a two-day conference of regional MPs to discuss the assembly.
Invitations were issued to 22 parties in CARICOM, but by opening session, only 11 representatives from six countries had turned up. Even the government of Barbados was missing, as well as the official opposition. Coordinator Manzoor Nadir citing communications difficulties for their absence. And St. Lucia's opposition leader Julian Hunt had to miss the opening day to attend a disciplinary hearing of the West Indies Cricket Board of Control. Grenada's Minister of Education and Lorena Waldron, the only cabinet minister present at the conference, delivered the opening address and immediately pointed to one of the criticisms of the assembly.
It must not be another talk show. It must represent a meaningful and useful institution to our people.
Parliament is a talk show. The term is derived from a French word meaning to talk. Talk is at the center of democratic government.
Barbados Prime Minister Erskine Sandiford.